If righteousness depended on us, heaven would be empty. Paul quotes Psalm 14 in Romans chapter 3, verse 10. None is righteous, no, not one. That is absolute language. No exceptions, no loopholes. Righteousness is not about being better than others. It's about being right before a holy God. And by that standard, no one qualifies. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6 says, even our best works are like filthy rags. And why is that? Because they are still tainted by sin. We have mixed motives. We have pride. We have self-interest. And this destroys every self-righteous system. Religion that says, do better, try harder, collapses under this truth. You cannot earn what you fundamentally lack. But here's the beauty. The righteousness you cannot produce, Christ provides. Later in this letter to the Romans, Paul will say that righteousness comes through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. So stop trying to establish your own righteousness. You'll never get there. But instead, receive the righteousness of Christ in faith. You can pray this prayer. Father, strip me of self-righteousness and clothe me in the righteousness of Christ alone. Here's two peoples that you can pray for today. Pray for our Creative Access missionary in India. And also pray for the Kividunda LifeWord broadcast. That's for the people of Tanzania.